由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a great encouragement for us to know that you are tuned in to this broadcast.
你能够再次收听今日的天路导向，实在是为我和麦克牧师带来很大的鼓舞。
And it is our hope that you would write to us and tell us how this broadcast is helping you.
我们两位呢亦都好希望你能够来信写信给我，万峰，千千万万的万，攀越高峰的峰，或者写给麦克牧师，迈向前方的麦，克服己身的克，咁呢话俾我哋听你听完今日节目嘅收获。
Now this is the second broadcast in a series of messages we call Biblical Compassion。
今日呢我哋分享到上帝嘅怜悯啊，系呢个系列信息嘅第二次播出。
If you are joining us for the first time, we are looking at the book of Jonah。
如果你系第一次收听我哋嘅节目嘅话，今次呢系我哋喺度查考紧嘅系圣经嘅约拿书。
In our last broadcast, we learned that Jonah did not like hearing God's command to go to Nineveh.
在上次我们讲过，约拿并不喜欢上帝派他去尼尼微大城的这个命令啊。
And we learned that this was not the first time that Jonah had heard the voice of God.
我们也都讲过，其实这个并不是约拿第一次听到上帝的声音。
Jonah liked the first task that God set before him in 2 Kings 14.
约拿其实很喜欢在列王纪下14章那里记载过上帝给他的第一个任务。
Jonah was happy to tell the people that they are going to receive blessings from God in spite of their wickedness.
约拿做的任务是什么呢？原来他是很乐意将上帝赐给以色列人的福啊传达去到以色列人身上，虽然以色列人并不遵行上帝的说话。
Why would God do that?
点解上帝要咁样做呢？
Because of the Lord's compassion.
其实是因为上帝怜悯他们。
Because God wanted his mercy to lead them to repentance.
因为上帝要借着怜悯带领他们去悔改。
God will bless you despite your sin in order to lead you to repentance.
虽然我们犯罪，但是上帝仍然赐福给我们，为了就是让我们悔改。
God desires that his kindness, compassion, mercy and grace might compel you to repentance.
上帝其实盼望借着他的仁慈、他的怜悯、他的宽恕、他的恩典，可以让到我们去回转啊。
God is blessing you today.
今日上帝就要赐福给你。
The very fact that you are alive today means that God is blessing you today.
你今日之所以活着啊，其实是上帝赐给你的福分。
And God wants to see if this blessing will compel you to repentance or propel you to greed.
上帝就要睇下啦，究竟佢嘅忍耐啊，系会让你去回转翻到佢嗰度，定系让你放纵，更加远离上帝呢？
Now Jonah was delighted to preach about God's grace to God's people.
嗱，而家约拿咧就愿意将上帝嘅恩典传讲俾上帝嘅子民去听噃。
He knew that he would be popular.
因为佢知道呢种嘅信息系受欢迎噶。
So you can imagine his initial excitement when the word of the Lord was coming to him again.
因此当上帝的话语再次临到他的时候，他应该很有机会都是很开心的。
Jonah could sense it.
其实约拿是意识到的。
Jonah could feel it.
其实约拿是感觉到的。
He knew that the Lord was about to speak to him again.
约拿是明白原来上帝是要再次跟他讲说话。
Jonah probably thought it was going to be more good news to deliver to the people of God.
可能约拿正在等待着要从上帝那里听到比之前更加好的消息。
You would think that the goodness of God should have led the people to repentance.
可能你认为上帝的良善呢，就是要带领他的百姓悔改。
But instead, the blessings made them more greedy and more selfish and more self-absorbed.
但是原来这些人却是将上帝的宽容变成自我中心和放纵情欲的机会。
And the consequences of the people's sin was the Babylonian invasion.
以至于呢，他们造成巴比伦人入侵他们国家的后果。
The horror of that invasion is in the scripture.
当时那种入侵的可怕的情景呢，都是记载在圣经里面。
You can read it.
如果你想睇翻嘅话，可以睇下圣经噶。
God is patient and He will wait.
上帝系忍耐等候。
But He will not wait forever.
但系等极都有限度噶。
The word of the Lord was coming to Jonah again.
因此，上帝嘅话语就再次嚟到约拿嗰度啦。
But Jonah's excitement soon disappeared.
但是今次上帝同约拿讲过嘢之后，约拿就好快失望。
You can imagine the letdown that Jonah must have felt when he heard the Lord say to him.
可想而知，当约拿听到上帝同佢讲嘅说话之后，佢系几咁嘅泄气。
In Jonah chapter 1 verse 2,
在约拿书一章二节，上帝就对约拿讲了。
Jonah, pack your bags and take the first boat to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria.
你起来，去尼尼微大城，就是亚述帝国的首都。
You must preach repentance because its wickedness has come up to me.
向其中的居民呼喊，要他们悔改，因为他的罪恶达到我面前了。
And all of a sudden, Jonah develops a hearing problem.
突然间，约拿嘅听力好似出咗啲问题噃。
What did you say, Lord?
佢话主啊，你讲乜啊
？What is this all about?
你想讲嘅嘢乜嘢意思啊，主
？Did I hear you right?
我有冇听错啊
？What is this all about?
喂，你搞乜先
？I have never been out of my town, let alone out of the country.
我从来都冇离开过我嘅家乡，你仲要我出国
？Do you mean I'm going to get a passport and get through customs and immigration and go to the big bad city？
你系咪要我拎起本护照，穿过个海关，去一个又大又邪恶嘅城市啊
？God, let me remind you, we are your people。
喂，上帝，你唔好唔记得我系你嘅子民、哦。
We are the only ones who should receive all of your blessing。
我哋先至系理所当然接受你嘅赐福、哦。
We are the only ones favored by you。
我哋先至系你最中意嘅人、哦。
Why do the Assyrians have to repent？
点解呢啲亚述人都可以悔改啊
？Why don't you just burn them like you did with Sodom？
即系点解你唔攞一把火烧晒佢哋，好似你以前对所多玛咁啫
？Why don't you flood them？Like you did in the days of Noah.
点解你唔攞洪水啊？浸死晒佢哋咪得咯？好似挪亚嗰时咁啊
！My listening friends, you are not to be blamed if you feel sorry for Jonah.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，假如你而家要为约拿感到难过呢，冇人会怪你噶。
Or think that he was apprehensive about preaching in a big wicked city like Nineveh.
假如你觉得约拿是要向尼尼微咁样又大又坏嘅大城市传道而感到呢担忧害怕嘅话
，You are not to be blamed if you are sympathetic with Jonah。
假如你系同情约拿嘅话，都冇人会责备你噶。
Because of his reluctance or fear of ridicule，
因为你理解约拿系唔愿意或者系惊人哋笑佢先至咁做。
After all, you are in the same predicament.
毕竟你同佢都系身处喺同样嘅困境里面。
You don't want to witness to your coworker or your neighbor for the same reasons.
你之所以唔肯同啊，你嘅同事啊，你嘅邻居啊，去传福音，其实都系同一个原因啫嘛。
But guess what?
但系你估下乜嘢？
That was not Jonah's problem.
其实呢个根本唔系约拿嘅问题。
Let me tell you something that is very important.
让我话俾你听一啲好重要嘅嘢。
If fear is holding you back from testifying to your Savior, then shame on you.
如果啊，你系因为惊而唔敢喺人面前为主作见证，咁样啊，唉，真系羞家。
Pray that God will give you boldness and courage, and He will.
其实啊，你只需要向上帝祈求为佢作见证嘅勇气同埋胆量，上帝一定会赐俾你噶。
There are also some that have thought that Jonah was afraid that he would prophesy and speak against Nineveh.
有啲人认为约拿系唔敢对尼尼微人去预报一啲恶嘅信息。
And his prophecy would not come to pass.
因为佢惊佢讲嘅嘢唔会实现。
And Jonah did not want to look foolish.
约拿并唔想自己睇成好似一个傻瓜咁。
But that's not true either.
但系咁样谂都系唔正确噶。
Here are the facts.
喺度，我想为你提供一啲嘅事实。
Jonah was no doubter.
约拿并冇怀疑。
Jonah knew the voice of God.
约拿其实好熟悉上帝嘅声音。
He knew God to be the God who keeps His word.
佢知道上帝啊，其实啊系信守诺言噶。
Jonah knew God to be a God of mercy.
佢知道上帝系充满怜悯噶。
Therefore, the reason why Jonah did not want to go.
呢个就系点解约拿唔愿意去嘅原因。
Was because he knew that God was going to have mercy on the Assyrians.
因为佢哋知道啊，上帝咧竟然会咁样做啊，要向亚述人施行怜悯。
Jonah knew that God would forgive them if they repented.
约拿明白啊，当佢哋愿意悔改嘅时候，上帝就要赦免佢哋。
And he did not like this one bit.
呢样嘢系佢最唔愿意看到嘅嘢。
Can you imagine witnessing to your neighbor whose son is beating your child?
假如你隔离邻舍个仔曾经虾过你个仔嘅话，你仲愿唔愿意将福音传俾佢呢
？Can you imagine witnessing to your shopkeeper who cheated you？
如果啊间商铺嘅老板曾经呃过你，你仲打唔打算传福音俾佢呢
？Can you imagine witnessing to your coworker who just stopped you from getting that promotion that was rightly yours？
假如你嘅同事曾经阻住你，令到你冇得升职嘅话，你仲想唔想传福音呢
？Can you imagine witnessing to someone who had just insulted you and called you bad names？
如果啱啱有人闹过你，改个花名俾你，你仲愿唔愿意传福音俾佢呢
？No, Jonah's attitude was this.
好明显唔会啦。咁约拿佢嘅态度系乜嘢呢？
I would rather be punished before I preach to my enemies.
我宁愿受惩罚都唔愿意将福音传俾我嘅仇敌。
I do not want these hateful people to be saved and go to heaven.
我唔想睇到呢啲可恶嘅人啊，得蒙拯救进入永生。
It is easy to pray for the salvation of your family members.
好多时候为你家人去得救而祈祷并唔难噶。
It is easy to pray for your friends and loved ones.
为你嘅朋友，为你所爱嘅人去祈祷都冇问题。
It is not often easy to pray, let alone reach out to those who hate you.
但系如果为嗰啲憎你嘅人去祈祷都唔容易，更加话如果你话传福音俾佢哋更加难啊。
Now let's look at what Jonah actually did in verse 3 of chapter 1.
嗱。我哋而家嚟睇下约拿喺一章三节嗰度做咗啲乜嘢啦。
But Jonah ran away from the Lord, and he headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
他说约拿却是起身要走去西班牙躲避耶和华。当他去到约帕的时候，他呢就预见到一只船要去西班牙，跟着他就给了船飞的价钱啦，上了船就要同船上面的人一起去西班牙去躲避耶和华的面啊。
My listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听我要同你讲的嘢。
I feel sorry for anyone who can sufficiently fool himself into thinking that he can flee from the face of God.
有啲人系要呃自己，以为自己可以躲避上帝嘅面啊！我要为呢啲人咧感到好难过。
I pity that person.
甚至我会可怜呢一啲人。
I genuinely feel sorry for the person who is indifferent to the love of God that was poured out to him on the cross of Calvary.
竟然有啲人更加将上帝喺加略山上面所流出嘅宝血当作平常，当作冇乜特别啦。我更加感到难过。
I genuinely feel sorry for the person who is living.His life or her life in the neutral position.
而我又为到一啲系认为自己可以活喺一个中立嘅地位上面嘅人咧，感到好难过。
But I can also testify to the fact that disobedience can fool believers into thinking that we can flee.
但系我可以证实一点，就系悖逆上帝嘅结果，真系会让我哋自以为是，系认为自己可以躲避上帝嘅面。
I have seen it happen over and over again.
呢件事经常喺我哋嘅身边发生。
Someone once said,
有人曾经讲过一样嘢。
When you flee from the face of God, you pay the full fare.
如果你想躲避上帝的面的话，你就要付出全额的旅费。
You never complete the journey.
你既是去不到旅途的目的地。
And you never get a refund.
你又得不到旅费的退款。
But when you travel with the will of God.
但是当你按照上帝的旨意去行的时候。
God pays the full price.
上帝就要为你付清全程的费用。
You will always complete the journey.
你永远都能够抵达你自己的目的地。
Poor Jonah.
可怜的约拿。
God told him to go east.
上帝要他向东边走。
And he got on a boat that was going west.
他却是搭上了一条向西边行的船。
He was going as far west as he could in those days.
他那时想想去边度好呢，就去越西越好，越远越好，主要他去东边嘛。
He was going all the way to Spain.
他就想去到西班牙啦，西班牙就最西边的了。
Jonah was determined to go to the furthest city away from where God told him to go.
因为主要他去尼尼微。尼尼微就在东边，所以约拿决定去相反方向，最远最远。
Foolish Jonah, he thought that no one is the wiser.
约拿真的很蠢啊，他以为自己很聪明。
Who will know? It's my secret sin.
他想着谁会知道这个我自己暗中的罪而已。
Who will know? It's my secret thought.
谁会知道啊，这个是我秘密的叛逆而已。
Who will know? It's my secret rebellion.
唉，边个会知啊？呢个系我自己秘密咁样去背叛上帝啫嘛。
Who will know? It's my secret flight from God.
边个会知道啫？我只不过系偷偷咁样逃离上帝嘅面啫嘛。
Who will know? It's my secret adventure.
唉，有边个会知道啊？呢个系我秘密自己嘅冒险啫嘛。
Who will know? It's my secret habit.
唉，边个会知啊？呢个系我隐藏嘅习性嚟啫嘛。
Who will know? It's my secret disobedience.
唉，冇人知嘅，呢个系我自己唔信服啫。
Now there's one problem with this logic.
嗱，而家呢呢样嘢就出现咗一个问题啦。
God knows.
原来呢一切嘅事情，上帝都知道。
God is the one who really matters.
上帝先至系最关键噶嘛，系咪？
And God is the one to be reckoned with.
而有一日，我哋都要向上帝交账噶。
Jonah went his own way.
约拿当时系一意孤行。
Jonah paid his own fare.
约拿系自己要付出代价。
Jonah never finished the journey.
约拿根本去唔到佢旅途嘅终点。
And Jonah got nothing but heartache.
而除了悲哀之外，约拿是一无所获。
But remember, when you go the Lord's way,
但是要记住的是，当你愿意去信服上帝，行上帝要你行的路的时候，
you will always get to where you are going.
你就一定会马到成功。
And God pays the fare.
上帝亦都会帮你去付出你的旅费。
Let me repeat the question with which I began the series of broadcasts.
而家呢，我想再问一下我上次再喺度提过嘅问题。
The question that you must always ask yourself is this.
其实呢个问题呢，你必须经常去问自己噶。
Am I traveling with the will of God?
究竟我系咪按照上帝嘅心意嚟完成人生嘅旅途呢？
Or am I traveling against the will of God?
定系我喺度违背紧上帝嘅心意？我行嘅路系违背上帝嘅心意呢？
After experiencing the pain of traveling against the will of God,
如果你行过一条背叛上帝嘅路，你经历过违背上帝心意所带嚟嘅伤痛，
you might try praying this simple prayer.
我希望你学识咁样嘅祈祷
，Lord。
你可以话到主啊
，I give you permission to make me travel with your will。
我愿意按你嘅心意嚟走我人生嘅旅途。
Even if you have to drag me kicking and screaming，
纵使我有啲时候又会踢你，又会尖叫，又哭又闹，但系你总系会将我拉翻嚟正途。
Amen。
阿门。
Now I'm not talking about making mistakes and errors in judgment.
嗱，听住，而家我并唔系话你喺判断上面有错误。
I'm talking about being personally at the very center of the will of God.
我嘅意思系话你必须以上帝嘅心为心。乜嘢系上帝嘅心为心呢？我哋就系以上帝嘅心意嚟活出我哋自己嘅生命。
I can truthfully testify to you on this.
我可以好诚心咁样向你做见证。
There is unspeakable joy in the journey when you are traveling with God's will.
假如你系按照上帝嘅心意嚟行事为人嘅话，你一定会充满住嗰种无法言喻嘅喜乐同埋平安。
Oh, it does not mean that you will not have any difficulties.
嗱，咁样并唔代表住你会一帆风顺。
It does not mean that you will have no pain.
咁样亦都唔代表住你唔会遇见任何嘅伤痛。
But I'm talking about joy, unspeakable joy.
我乃系讲紧咧，你会有真嘅喜乐，你会有一种冇办法讲出嚟嘅喜乐。
I want you please to join us in our next broadcast as we find out what consequences Jonah must face when he disobeys the Lord.
在下次节目里面，我们呢，要讲约拿是因着背逆上帝 而遭遇到的后果，希望你呢届时是准时收听。在现在呢，我希望送上一首的歌给你，这首歌呢就是叫我们今日不要好像约拿那样，当上帝叫我们去某一个地方的时候，我们就去另一个地方，我们反而要听从上帝讲的说话，话给他听，我愿意去。
我不要像约拿，因为他不听话，我要像以赛亚，对你说让我去吧。我不要像约拿，因为他不听话，我要像以赛亚，对你说让我去吧。如果这是你的旨意，我愿意去，没有怨言，没有思绪，就过去。不管是否前面，到底危不危险，我不怕，因为你和我一同行。如果这是你的旨意，我愿意去，没有怨言，没有思绪，就过去。不管是否见面，到底危不危险，我不怕，因为你和我一同行。我想如果这是你的旨意，我愿意去，没有怨言，没有思绪，就过去。不管是否见面，到底危不危险，我不怕，因为你和我一同行。如果这是你的旨意，我愿意去，没有怨言，没有思绪，就过去。不管是否见面，到底危不危险，我不怕，因为你和我一同行。我相信
听众朋友，我们刚刚听过的是我愿意去，希望呢我们真的愿意听从上帝的吩咐，当上帝要我们向东的时候，我们不要好像约拿那样走到西边。至于约拿去到西边的时候会发生什么事呢？我们就会在下一集节目再跟大家分享。希望呢大家享受在天路导向由我万峰和麦克牧师一起同你分享的信息。如果你有兴趣，非常欢迎你是写信来到给我万峰或者麦克牧师的，希望你亦都同我们分享到你听完今次节目的感受，或者问我们任何的信仰问题，都是非常之欢迎的。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，让他陪伴你走过每一日，使你得着祝福和安慰。再见。